And I just realized and I've nearly memorized this map of cracks on the wall. You laid a kiss upon my lips, and now I wish that I could slip through these cracks on the wall. 'Cause I can't take a chance that you'll look into my eyes, for there you will find not so cleverly disguised my unfaithfulness. Ooh, my unfaithfulness. I know that you know something's going on, 'cause every night I turn to face these cracks on the wall. Tonight was my intention to come forth with my confession. Instead I stare at these cracks on the wall. 'Cause I can't take a chance that you'll look into my eyes, for there you will find not so cleverly disguised my unfaithfulness. Ooh, my unfaithfulness. I just realized and I finally memorized this map of cracks on the wall, this map of cracks on the wall, this map of cracks on the wall.
It is time for Talkin' Music on KVNF, your Mountain Grown Community Radio. I am Taya J, joined today in the studio by Rance Brady. Welcome to the KVNF airwaves.
Thank you so much, Taya. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure. I've been trying to get you in here for a long time, and it's just so lovely to finally have you here with us. I'm going to be totally candid. I knew you socially out and about in Paonia before I ever heard you play, and I had this experience the first time I saw you play. My mind was just blown. Do you get that reaction a lot? Are people sort of surprised when you get up and sing?
I would say yes. I definitely am somewhat of a sleeper. I don't really flaunt it or talk about it very often or say, hey, I can sing or anything like that. So I really rely on just doing it and getting the reaction from people. And there's been several compliments and just really kind of overwhelming and mind-boggling that I do get that reaction, and it's given me more confidence than I've ever had before with it. And it's been very moving, especially in this community. It's just, I mean, of course, you get a lot of love and support, but I feel like it's very meaningful and people are meaning what they say to me.
Talk to me a little bit about where music started for you. Did you have an aha moment where you were like, this is something that I love doing that you remember?
When I was very, very young, like 3-4 years old, you know, VH1 would do those marathons. It would be a bunch of music videos, and I would just watch it and watch it and watch it, and I was in awe. And then that was like really the, I don't know if the peak necessarily, but there was a lot of Michael Jackson going on then. And I watched, I mean, it was just marathons and marathons of the Michael Jackson music videos, and it just really blew my mind. And then discovering that you could record in the left ear of headphones, I would record myself on cassette and listen to myself and really kind of just, I don't know, I've always sang and stuff, but never really thought of it as something that I would be doing like I'm doing now. And then also when I was, oh, I guess 16, I got my first guitar. And then when I moved to Tennessee, my Aunt Glenda, who wrote that first song that I wrote, Glenda Curtis, her and her son Jansen were, I feel like, the initial confidence boosters for me in saying, hey, you have something here. You should really share this. And so I didn't really embrace it then. But then when I moved here, and for some reason, when my doggies passed, I gave myself this ultimatum that I was going to get out in front of some and play music. And then another local musician, Dave McClellan, came over to my house one time, heard me play, and he was like, man, it makes sense why you have all of these guitars in your house. This makes sense to me now. Him being someone who's always played music and has played music for his whole entire life and still does to this day weekly for all of us here in Paonia, and to get that compliment for him was just really a major confidence boost for me as well, from someone that was impartial, not my family, not blood, not just maybe particularly being nice and actually being genuine. And that really kind of catapulted me into having that confidence.
I love that. So that was about, what, 2 years ago?
That was.
Do you have a way that you prepare yourself, like for today, for instance, to come in and play in the studio or to get up on stage? Do you have a way that you gather your thoughts or prepare yourself to show up in that way?
I'm pretty terrible about it. I tell myself I'm going to practice and practice and practice throughout the whole entire week. And then usually what I end up doing is practicing the day of for a few hours and just making sure that I'm familiarizing myself back with the chord progressions and the lyrics. And so some of these songs are not written by me, but they are mostly all, well, the ones I'll be doing today are all either originals or family originals. And so I know those songs pretty well, but sometimes I feel like I get so flustered and nervous that I tend to still forget lyrics. And so my preparation is very lacking and definitely something I could significantly improve on. I will definitely say that.
You mentioned this idea of family originals. Can we talk about your musical family? I think you have a pretty musical family, right?
Absolutely. So my grandparents, Jean and Lorraine, who live in Crawford, they've been here for a while and they've always played music. Both my mom and her sister, Glenda, they grew up playing music. My uncle Curtis and Teresa, my other aunt, they all kind of played music when they were younger. But my mom and Paula and my Aunt Glenda, they've always played music and never stopped playing music. And so it's been definitely an influence on my life and part of my life. Although I didn't live with my mom for most of my life, but the moments we were together, and especially when we would go visit my aunt in Tennessee, it was always around music and playing music. And this song, Cracks on the Wall, she wrote in, like, I don't know, 91 or 92. So I've been hearing that song for a long time and familiarized myself with it. And then to actually cover it and play it myself has been an honor, to be honest with you. I mean, I feel like Glenda's a very good songwriter, and to be able to play her music, and I really enjoy the songs. I like the songs. I like singing the songs. It's not just because it's her, but it is more meaningful because it is Glenda. And it's been pretty touching.
And I love that idea of coming together through music. I mean, really, at the end of the day, music is that thing that brings all of us together in a way that's unlike any other process, right? Coming together
Definitely.
Through music is a super powerful thing. How have you, having grown up in a musical family, how have you gone about finding your own unique voice and sound and way of, you might be covering someone's song, but you're doing it in your own way? What has that process been like for you?
I feel like for me, I struggle with playing a song the way it's originally or supposed to be played. Dare I say supposed to, but like even songs that I cover that are relatively well-known songs, I struggle with trying to do it verbatim, like the notes and word for word and all. I just can't. I've never been able to do that. So I've always just kind of just, all right, well, I'm just going to put my own style on it and I'm just going to do what I do and hopefully it sounds okay. And as far as singing in my voice, I just really have grown into that confidence and really letting myself go and not be afraid to challenge my vocal range and embrace it. Admitting to myself that I do have a good voice has been really a challenge for me, and accepting that. And so to accept that and to embrace it and to, you know, like share it has been a huge movement for me. And I'm very grateful, and I hope to continue doing this, and I just want to get better.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. it sounds to me like there's something in letting your voice take you where it wants to go too, right? Like trusting that your voice is going to take you where you need to go.
I would agree. I mean, I feel like singing for me is a coping mechanism. You know, I use it to, for myself, to just sing and to, it's like a therapy for me to be in my basement and just sing and hear myself and just embrace it and use it as an escape almost sometimes from what is going on in my mind or what's going on in my life. And just, it's very therapeutic for me, and it just feels good. I mean, and it's been a long time coming for me to be able to just say that it just feels good and not be so timid about it.
Yeah. With that in mind, will you play something else for us, Rance?
Mm-hmm. I will. This song is called Go. You will figure out very quickly why it's called Go, and I wrote this song.
Every time I look in your eyes, I feel like I'm saying goodbye. Never know which way to go, never know which way to go. And every time I try to follow you, the more I learn and the less I knew, the more I learn and the less I knew. Never knew I could be so through. Well, just go, go, go. Go, 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 go. But I'm done trying to deny the fear you have raging inside. I know what you've done, I know where you've been, I know all your dirty little secret sins. But now I have some direction, I bet your ass is up and gone. I bet your ass is up and gone. No, just go, 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 oh, go, 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 oh, go, 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 go. In times like those, in times like these, we'll choke you out, put you on your knees. I think you fell a little too fast. I think you fell a little too fast. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. I think it's time you swallowed your pride. I think it's time you swallowed your pride. And just go, 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 oh, go, 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 oh, go, 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 go.
Go from Rance Brady, joining me live in the KVNF studio today. Talk to me a little bit about writing songs. What's your process?
Oh, I tend to get moved when, or motivated either way, when I'm listening to other music. And I will write lyrics while I'm listening to those songs, not trying to match the melody or anything, but it just sometimes feels like listening to someone else's music and triggering these emotions that really engages me and gets me motivated to start writing songs. And a lot of times, I have a whole slew of one-liners in my phone because I'll think of something and I'm like, I need to write that down because if I don't, I'll forget it. And so my goal is to eventually start assembling these and hopefully, you know, maybe there's a song with a combination or maybe just that one line is a song. And just continuing to do that and write it down, because if I don't write it down, I don't ever remember it, and I really regret it. And then, I mean, a lot of songs, or most of my songs are, it's heartbreak, trauma, you know, the sad stuff. I feel like it's easier for me to write about the negatives in my life and my life experiences than as the positives. It feels like it's just an easier thing to discover and find and dive into.
I think I'm partial to those kind of songs. I know that's not true for everybody, but for me, like, melancholic songs are exactly what I need. They're like the balm, you know? They give you, I think they at least have the potential to give you permission to feel what you're feeling. And I talk to musicians about this all the time, but like, there's the way you intended the song to be and whatever's behind it for you personally. And then once you put that out there into the world and somebody hears it, that individual listener is going to assign their own meaning to it. But I think that that's the power of it, right? Is by you sort of being vulnerable, by you saying, I'm experiencing this and I'm angry or I'm sad or I'm a combination of all of it, right? Because we're human and we can feel so many things at once. And that's the joy and the pain of being a human sometimes is feeling everything all at once.
For sure.
But to be able to put that into song and then put that out there, I think is like really welcome. I think we need that as individuals. We need to like see that level of vulnerability and be reminded that, yeah, we all have rough times and we all go through heartbreak and we can also stand up and share it with each other. And what a powerful thing that is.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely gravitate towards the melancholy, sad songs and songs that move me emotionally. And then I'll just listen to them on repeat like 10 times in a row. And just this.
And then you can't listen to them ever again because you're like, can't go back there.
Yeah,
it's
I kind of
wear
it out.
Way to ruin music too.
For sure.
Let's hear another song.
Okay, this song is called Dreamin'. My Aunt Glenda and I wrote this about my cousin who passed away from leukemia when she was 20 years old. And I wrote a lot of it, but then Glenda really helped me, I feel like, marry the lyrics and help me with the chorus. And so this is Dreamin'.
This void in my life, I feel so empty inside. When will this pain go away? It seems it's here to stay. Mind has gone to, it seemed like yesterday. We were laughing away, dreaming, oh, dreaming our lives away. No, dreaming, no, dreaming our lives away. I can still hear your infectious laugh. It makes me smile and it makes me cry. This has truly been the hardest goodbye. Mind has gone to, it seemed like yesterday. We were laughing away, dreaming, oh, dreaming our lives away. No, dreaming, no, dreaming our lives away. It's a dark world without you, Jenny girl. You're an angel now and you can fly. Oh, how I miss those big brown eyes. Mind has gone to, seemed like yesterday. We were laughing away, dreaming, oh, dreaming our lives away. No, dreaming, oh, dreaming our lives away. No, dreaming, oh, lives away.
Dreamin' from Rance Brady. Thank you for sharing that. How does it feel to perform a song like that? That's very emotional, very personal.
Sad, emotional, very, as you said, yeah, very emotional. It's hard not to go back and think of all of that moment when all that took place when I'm singing that song. And a lot of times, especially when I sing it like in front of people, trying not to lose composure, and inevitably you do, or I do. But it's okay. I feel like if the song can move me that way, then hopefully it's moving someone else like that. And that's my goal, is to just emotionally engage, and hopefully they're feeling it, however they're feeling it, and like you said, relating it to their own experiences and to themselves, and to try to write a song that is personal to me, but not too terribly personal and too revealing, but also it's kind of like, I don't really know how to not write about very personal things, and the vulnerability of it is definitely something that I'm not entirely comfortable with, but it's also, if it can help someone through a moment, or, you know, make them feel something that they haven't felt in a while, or engage them, I mean, what else can I really ask for? And so here I am making myself as vulnerable as I possibly can be.
I got you. Appreciate you sharing that. And like you said, I mean, it's a coping mechanism, right? It's a way of making sense of the world, to Absolutely. Write your way through it sometimes. Yes. Are you a writer in other ways, Rance?
Nope. I've never really written anything else. I mean, you know, some poetry in high school when we had to, right?
Oh, yeah. You know? I just had some high schoolers in the studio the other day. They're like so profound and honest and like don't give a crap. They're just like, they're doing it. And yeah. I was like, wow, at what point did I like lose the ability to be so raw and real with my writing? We get so self-conscious and then we become so hard on ourselves.
I agree. I feel like your filter increases as the older you get. Maybe you're just afraid to let yourself be so free and willing to just express yourself. And it's kind of unfortunate that we do that to ourselves, because I feel like it's very useful and helpful to cope and deal with life, is to just kind of let yourself go and be vulnerable and have those moments where you may cry in front of someone who's never seen you cry, or give someone a hug that's never, you never hugged before. Just to share that moment with someone is, that is being human.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better. For folks who aren't familiar with, I think Paonia is a pretty unique place, and our listener base is, you know, 10,000 square miles. For folks who aren't familiar with the culture around Paonia, will you talk a little bit about that, like musically and as sort of an up-and-coming creative, as a creative who's trying to put themselves out there? I mean, it sounds to me like the response has been really supportive.
Yeah, it really has been. I feel like this community is full of musicians, artists in general, whether that's on canvas, paper, music, an instrument. There's just such a community here of artistry that is breathtaking and very inclusive and supportive, and definitely has been something I have felt in this community, whether it be through Janine inviting me to come play and do open mic night, or just all of these other musicians that have been like, hey, you know, I want you to open for me. Will you please open for me? But I know you don't have very many songs, so it would be ideal for you to come do a 20, 30-minute set. And it's just been not what I ever expected. I didn't know what to expect, truthfully, but I didn't expect to have this much love and support in this community for being someone who's relatively unknown and not really put myself out there until the last couple of years. And it's been very confident boosting, as I mentioned before, and I can't express enough gratitude.
When you're not playing music, what are you doing, Rance?
Well, a lot of work.
Talk to me about your work a little bit, because I feel like you have very linear work, and then you've got this whole other like creative side.
Yeah, my work is I'm a project manager for a company that does. I'm a civil engineer / project manager, and we do large scale, utility scale, ground mounted solar systems across the country. And so we're in several states, Michigan, Illinois, Georgia, South Carolina, Virginia, just all over the map doing projects. And they range in scale from 20 acres to 1,200 acres. And my main responsibility is during construction, making sure that the water that leaves the site clean.
Is there a connection between that and writing music?
I would say, I don't know if I would say there's a connection, but there's a healthy disconnection. Every day is very methodical. It's email, phone calls, numbers, just always looking at a computer. And I mean, to say there's not a little bit of an art to engineering and laying out sites and stuff, sure there is, but not, it's still very mathematically backed. And then to be able to write music and play music is more of a, it's a release and a relief from the stringency of using my brain to crunch numbers all the time. It's an escape. And I feel like it's a, like I said, it's just, it's a disconnect from that part of my mind and allows me to be more creative and escape the reality of having to work every day.
Healthy disconnect. I like that. I'm going to marinate on that a little bit. Rance, it's been such a pleasure to have you in the studio for Talking Music. It's awesome to see you getting up and playing like you are. And it's just, it's an honor to hear you and it's an honor to have you today. So thank you.
It's an absolute honor to be here. I'm very grateful. Thank you so much for encouraging me to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Will you take us out on one last song?
I will. This song is called Colorado Home. It was written by my grandfather, Gene Curtis.
Colorado home, I love you, you're always on my mind. If I'm riding on some Greyhound bus or down some railroad line, if I'm flying high up in the sky, wherever I may roam, you're my land of many colors, you're my Colorado home. White Cap Mountain shining above the timberline, just like the woman that I love, you're always on my mind. You're like a friend I talk to whenever I'm alone. You're my land of many colors, you're my Colorado home. Colorado home, I love you, you're always on my mind. If I'm riding on some Greyhound bus or down some railroad line, if I'm flying high up in the sky, wherever I may roam, you're my land of many colors, you're my Colorado home. Golden aspen growing upon the mountainside, when I look across the grandeur, it fills my heart with pride. The Lord, he's been good to me, he gave to me all alone. My land of many colors, my Colorado home. Colorado home, I love you, you're always on my mind. If I'm riding on some Greyhound bus or down some railroad line, if I'm flying high up in the sky, wherever I may roam, You're my land of many colors. You're my Colorado home. You're my land of many colors. You're my Colorado.